Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
And we wanted to share in this extra hour how there's some things that are happening in the economy that are not good. I mean, you hear recent reports that things are getting better and jobs are being added. But I want you to listen to the economic forecast that CBN is reporting on, and we'll talk a little bit more about it.
We had the Great Recession a few years ago, but there's been no great recovery to follow it. A forecast from UCLA says the economy is growing too slow to help the nation climb out of its slump. Economist Edward Lehmer says growth is far below normal, and he says it's not a recovery, it's not even normal growth. It's bad. He adds that the unemployment rate will keep falling, partly because discouraged workers are dropping out of the labor force.
Think about that. Discouraged workers are dropping out of the labor force, and he says it's not getting better, it's getting worse. And let me tell you something, you know, God has shared with us already the things that are coming to pass.
That's right.
There is a coming financial collapse coming unless the church repents.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one of the things they say that's contributing to the tough economic times is that the government's continuing to spend a lot of money. They're continuing to borrow a lot of money. There's little national savings, if any, and they're outspending more than what they actually bring in. I mean, that is called a recipe for disaster. And if you can't do that how long would your own personal finances last if you spend more than what you actually bring in? You get penalized. They give you a bad beacon score. It's called a credit score. They give you a bad credit score. They say your debt-to-income ratio is off, and what do they say? You can't buy the car, you can't buy the house because you have way too much debt. Yeah. Your debt-to-income ratio is out of proportion. You got to get that right. Well, hello, I think America's income to ratio is completely out of whack, but it goes even beyond all that. I mean, we shared some really, throughout VFN Radio, and you want to listen to it. We want to make sure that these are related for you on the torch, but we talked about in some of these segments, a sign of the times, North Korea missiles have the ability to carry nuclear weapons. China adapts new exchange rate with Australia, not the U.S., and the digital money beast economy. That's the title of that whole segment. You could just search for sign of the times. It was an all-inclusive segment, talked about everything.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things we talked about was digital money. It's just a matter of time. Listen, the mark of the beast is coming. You know, in another segment we shared about the prophetic dream that the Lord gave me, that the economy would be over, the world would be over as we know, and the economy would fall in 6 minutes, speaking of the urgency.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Greg had a vision of all the paper money being sucked up in like a volcanic cloud or like a mountain, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And then it would be all just burned up. Brother Dave Wilkinson shares about the financial coming collapse and what God showed him. And listen, why are we saying this? We're saying so that you can be prepared. If you haven't listened to Prudent Preparation, you want to listen. You want to listen. But you look at all the things that have happened across the nation, what's happening now. We need to get a grid. We cannot continue to do what we have been doing, waving our fist in the face of God, not honoring him, not fearing him, 50-plus million abortions, everything that's happening in government right now, passing laws that are basically saying that evil is good and good is evil. It's like, wait a minute,
mm-hmm.
God's not going to stand for this.
Mm-hmm.
God's, you know, we say God bless America, we celebrate the 4th of July, that's wonderful, but we often say, listen, God, you know, America needs to bless God.
That's right.
You see, the church is completely out of whack in so many areas. And listen, we have to come to a place of repentance, a place of turning our hearts. When only 3% of the church is actually tithing, what makes me concerned, which we shared about in the first hour, was the fact of all these 600,000 people living homeless.
Mm-hmm.
The fragility of life. I mean, life is so fragile that every second someone has a disabling injury in the United States, and every 4 minutes someone has a fatal disability.
Mm-hmm.
And yet we live in such great pride as if we have no care for tomorrow, no need for the future. Our present is taken care of, and God is an afterthought.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you, you got to turn back to God.
That's right.
If you're a believer today, because this is who we're speaking to, believers, Christians, and you're not tithing, you want to tithe, you want to honor the Lord. You know, Malachi says that you're under a curse.
That's right.
And one of the ways that we show God that we honor him, that we love him, is that we bless him. It's a tithe. It's a tenth of what, you know, the Lord has already blessed us with. Really, he owns the whole 100%.
Mm-hmm.
It's all his anyway. But it's our way of showing honor. And you want to listen to Prudent Preparation. Listen, one of the reasons why we're here right now, VFN Radio, is to encourage you, to prepare you, to share with you what God has shared with us, what God has shared with others. John Paul Jackson, Rick Joyner. I mean, there's a convergence of prophetic words. In fact, that's another great segment. And it's entitled Convergence. And it's all these prophetic words that have been shared. They're all coming to pass. It's all coming together.
Right.
And you're seeing glimpses of the stock market going up, and it seems like everything's... Listen, we're not out of this yet. We're not out of this yet. Don't be fooled into making extravagant purchases and doing all kinds of things. We're not out of this yet. We want to remain low. We want to give God what belongs to God. And we want to be able to stay low in humility and trust in God. And so I want to really just encourage you in that. I know, Pat, that you were, you know, abiding in, and mm-hmm. God spoke to us some things in terms of just what's happening in
exactly.
Now.
I mean, just the timing of it was just amazing. Over the weekend during the 4th of July, where we had celebrated, just, you know, of course, we know that we're celebrating our independence.
Right.
That was the whole, you know, why we do that. And because of, you know, the oppression that, you know, we were under back in, you know, before they crossed over and came to America for another land that they could worship God.
Oh, the
colonists when they were oppressed mm-hmm. and all that. And I picked up my one-year Bible that mm-hmm. day, and it took me right to July the 4th.
Yeah.
And to my amazement, what I read just shocked me.
Wow.
What talks about the account of Jehoiakim,
which
we've
goodness.
Talked about many, many times on VFN Radio. And I'm reading it, and I'm like, oh my goodness. You know, it's if you don't recall what happens, it's, you know, Jehoiakim, he was one put in power by the Pharaoh of Egypt at that time, because Josiah had just been killed
mm-hmm.
and he was put into power,
mm-hmm.
and then you know, Jehoiakim started taxing the people, and because of you know, the oppression that they were under at that time, and eventually what it led to was the whole nation ended up going into captivity by Babylon.
Mm.
I mean, many their leaders were killed. I mean, it was horrific.
Right.
But all because they did not repent
yeah.
as a nation. You know, God warned them this stuff was going to happen if they didn't repent. Stop the idolatry. Stop all this other, you know, all this, you know.
Whack stuff that you're doing. It's against God.
Exactly.
Knock it off.
Yeah.
And he warned them, and they just wouldn't listen. They're hard-hearted, and it just so reminded me of us as America, and that where we're at. I mean, mm-hmm. we are at the brink of mm-hmm. going into captivity if we don't repent.
Yeah.
And on the day that we celebrate our independence,
wow.
You know, I'm reading this, and it was just like, wow.
Yeah.
Wow, God. I mean, this is an in-your-face reminder.
It's in-your-face reminder, and that's so powerful what you're sharing, because, you know, again, it's the enormous spirit of pride, it's just over the land where it says we're self-sufficient. I mean, we go back in 9/11, we go back to the place and say, we will rebuild again. We will, it's like,
mm-hmm.
listen, is that the message of the hour? It's like, we just been humbled. We just had two buildings smacked down. People, you know, I don't know the exact numbers, 3,000 folks that were killed.
Yeah, it was over 3,000.
3,000 folks that were killed in 9/11. It's a time of just being humble and crying out to God. It's just amazing that during a time where the government wants to always talk about separation of church and state, during that time, it was totally okay not to keep God separated from the events. And the same congressmen that were saying, oh, you know, we can't combine, you know, church and state, we can't combine, you know, can't bring God up here, you can't bring God up there. In fact, take the Ten Commandments out of the courthouse. there on the house floor, there they had open prayer. They gathered in different places to pray, and it was okay then. Listen, we need to pray now. We need to, stay low so we don't have to get low. And I just can't get 2 Chronicles 7:14 off of my heart that if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then God will hear. We're from heaven. He'll touch our land. He'll bless us.
Mm-hmm.
But we've been wanting the blessing without the turning. It doesn't work that way. I mean, if you think about it, this is not rocket science. It's really mm-hmm. common sense.
Mm-hmm.
How can you bless a rebellious child? You would just be condoning their rebellion.
You'll destroy them.
And partnering in their destruction. Because God loves us, He will allow us to be disciplined so that we would turn our hearts to Him. He's not looking for behavior modification. He doesn't want us to behave because just His eye is on us. He wants us to do the right thing because we know that He is present. He loves us. It's the right mm-hmm. thing to do because